Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Trinity Talks. My name is Kyla.
My name is Bill.
I'm Justin.
And we are here on Easter Sunday to talk about the reason for Easter Sunday, which is resurrection.
Resurrection.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool thing. It's a cool. Fun word.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really just wanted us to sort of sit down and talk about, you know, why is Easter Sunday such a big deal? And why does this resurrection continue to sort of matter for us? So this whole weekend, Rob sort of took us through it in the sermon. You know, there's Good Friday, when we remember that Christ was crucified. There's Saturday, which is a sort of day of waiting and confusion, and nobody really knows what to think. And then there's today, where we celebrate Christ's resurrection. So I want us to first reflect on, like, how do each of those things, like, relate to one another? Why do we need a crucifixion and a resurrection? How do they matter? When I was talking with someone else about this morning, they very matter-of-factly said, well, Jesus can't just stay dead. And I was like, you know what? Fair.
That's true. Peter said it was impossible for death to hold him.
Okay. Well, there you go. So literally impossible for Jesus to stay dead. But other than that, how does one sort of relate to the other?
Bill? Yeah, cool.
Well, that sounds like an excellent theological question, Justin.
So you want to know why we need both the
crucifixion why we need both.
And the resurrection.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing about Jesus is he's bigger than just kind of a leader with some good advice.
Yep.
He is, according to the scriptures, sort of the fulcrum or the centerpiece of all of reality, all of creation, all of our lives, who we are. So he is taking creation through a journey.
Okay.
Through Friday to Sunday in the crucifixion. We all know that because, well, maybe we don't know, but
now you'll tell us.
Scripture teaches that we've got a problem between ourselves and God and one another. And that is, we have decided that we could be better without God than with God. And that set off a whole chain of events in Scripture that alienates us from God and sets us in relations of hostility with one another. And that's called sin, something we talked about the last few weeks here at Trinity. And what God does, he could just smack us and say, as God was tempted to do several times in the Old Testament with the nation of Israel, this is it, I'm done with you people.
Yeah.
I've given you the gift of life and grace, and you've rejected it and thought you could do it on your own.
Yeah.
But no, God doesn't do that. He says, I'm going to actually stand in solidarity with the very people that rebelled against me.
Right.
I'm going to stand in solidarity so much that I'm going to become one of them. I'm going to become a human being. And all of the consequences of living apart from God, I mean, God is life itself.
Right.
So to turn our backs on God is to choose death over life. And God says, you know what? I'm going to become a human being and I'm going to traverse those consequences for human beings. I'm going to go through death.
Yeah.
And as I go through death, I'm going to transform it from being a threat to being something that is powerless, that's merely a gateway into life. So the crucifixion is necessary because sort of the reality of sin, the fact that we turned our backs on God, needs to be dealt with.
Right.
And the resurrection is the word that says, you know what, those consequences are not the end of the story. The point of all of this was that I could have a relationship with you, God says. And it's not just that God snaps his fingers and makes all of that happen. He goes through that for us. He takes on our cause, takes on our case, takes on our flesh. And therefore, when God resurrects the Lord Jesus on Sunday, it's like us being resurrected. Like that's what Paul says several times in the letters. Jesus is the first fruits of the resurrection.
Right.
We were all sliding down this pit into death. God takes up our cause in Christ. And therefore, when the tomb is empty and he rises to new life, he's taking us with him the same way that he took on our case in Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's definitely taking us through a process. And one of the devotions from this past week was reflecting on Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. right. and not I am finished.
Yeah, okay. Right? That's great. Yeah, yeah.
And he's like it's telling us that it's that he's doing something for us that we can't do for ourselves, right? That
yeah, yeah.
He, that so he's taking us through that process. This process is finished. Right?
Yeah.
God put Jesus in place of us to take us through that process, and at that point in the cross, it wasn't him that was finished.
Right.
He will finish that process on our behalf.
Right.
Yeah, and actually, the Greek word for "it is finished" mm-hmm. could also be translated like "it has now been perfected."
Mm.
Right.
Okay. That's cool.
Like the goal of our existence is God wants to bring us to perfection.
Okay.
Not perfection, like really, you know, flawless, but he wants to bring us to full maturity.
Right.
Right. And when Jesus completes that act, he says, now I can bring humanity to its intended destination, which is life in fellowship with God and with one another.
Mm.
I mean, it's a powerful sort of declaration. It's something only Jesus could say.
Yeah.
It's powerful, it's exciting, and it's hopeful.
Yes.
Yes.
But I don't think it necessarily, at least for the disciples and those who were first gathered there, doesn't feel necessarily hopeful
in the moment.
But us looking back, we can definitely sort of see the hope that...
Yeah, and the hope starts there.
I mean, it starts there, yeah. Yeah, well,
I
mean...
We realized it on Sunday.
Yeah, as you were talking, I was just like reflecting on the whole sort of story of Christ, right? And like all of it matters, right?
Yeah.
Like the incarnation from the moment that Christ takes on flesh... like starts a new thing.
He's doing it for us.
Yeah.
He's going through life for us.
Yeah.
And sort of like perfecting it, making it holy in every stage.
Yeah.
Which is actually, sorry, I'm going to be all theological now. But today, and this doesn't always happen, the Greek Orthodox Easter, the Orthodox Easter is the same day as the Roman Catholic and the Western Easter. So we're all celebrating together.
Yes.
This this particular year. But one of the great things that Orthodox theology says is that Jesus kind of goes through life and in each moment sanctifies it, which is a word that means makes holy or sets it apart. So, you know, you think of your own life, it's like Jesus goes through the awkward teenage years. And perfects
and
it for you.
And makes that holy somehow?
Yeah. He sort of makes it special and heals it in every step, right?
Okay.
To the uttermost, ultimately, because he heals death.
Right.
Right? It's not just the awkward teen moments. It's not just the, you know,
right.
The first job and the first time you're on your own and all of that.
Yeah.
He goes through every stage to the point of death, and therefore he redeems all of human life. And that's a really great... contribution of the Eastern Church.
Yeah,
it's the ultimate ability to relate.
Yeah,
and I think when we're trying to get to know someone, or you know, we want them to relate to us, or we want to relate to them, and that's part of relationship, part of community. Yeah. But Jesus is that great example.
Yeah,
he was in that role. He knows what it's like.
Yep.
He has been in that place, and he can relate to us.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
We can relate to him.
For sure, yeah. So then if all of it matters, you know, from the moment that Christ takes on flesh up until the crucifixion and the resurrection and so on, like what is particularly special about the resurrection, right? Because the church calendar has all been oriented around this particular day, right? Like we worship on Sunday morning because Christ was resurrected on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And every Sunday is supposed to be a kind of mini resurrection day, right? So what makes the resurrection particularly important?
Well, yeah. I mean, Jesus isn't, again, he's not just going through death, he's defeating death.
Right.
Right. When Jesus comes back to life, it's not like... it's not like Lazarus, you know, the story of Lazarus.
Yeah.
So Lazarus is this guy who died and everyone's all sad about it. And Jesus comes and raises him back to life.
Right.
The difference between Lazarus and Jesus is Lazarus died again.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He brought Lazarus back to life to sort of give this sort of sign of what was to come.
Yeah.
Jesus's resurrection is different. He doesn't just come back to life to sort of start the process of aging and dying again. He comes back to life eternally.
Right.
That's why we say eternal life is a part of the Christian faith, right? So it's not just resetting the clock. It's a whole new life. In fact, Paul says, whoever is in Christ is a new creation.
Right.
And that's not just because, you know, we're starting, you know, a fresh start.
Right.
It's a, like a, where the future is going becomes real in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's what enables us to take advantage of all the benefits of the blessings of God. We can be called righteous because of that. So, for example, you know, when I look at my own life, I don't feel particularly godly and righteous. Sure. I sin every day. But because Jesus is resurrected, we get all the benefits as if we were in heaven right now, fully righteous and fully made holy. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like we get to experience the happy ending,
right,
of creation and human life ahead of schedule.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And resurrection is important because it's the center point of existence, right? Mm-hmm. It's the center point of our humanity. Mm-hmm. It's like a fulcrum. Right? Everything that happened before all comes down into that one point of resurrection. So all of human history, all of creation, all of the Old Testament, all the stories, all the promises, all of that just comes right down into that point, that right where the resurrection happens.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of that, that's where new life comes.
Right.
And from that point of resurrection, right from that second, we become a new creation. Mm-hmm. and the other side of it just expands and grows. Mm-hmm. So like the New Testament, the new life, all the world that exists now, all of us, mm-hmm. are part of that resurrection life.
Yeah, for sure. It starts a whole new kind of trajectory. Mm-hmm. Right, it starts this whole new thing where we can say, yeah, that new life is possible, that like there is hope even if we don't always feel it in the moment, right? Like we know the end.
That's why we have to have faith.
Yes.
Right? It's not like God's like, all right, I'm going to make you all perfect right now.
Right.
If I look at myself, I don't feel very hopeful.
Sure.
Right? So the whole point of scripture is look at Jesus. Like that's where God's taken you.
Right.
God is taking you to the kind of life Jesus has. Right, fully resurrected, glorified body in perfect fellowship with God and humanity and creation. That's where you're going. But you have to look at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
For it to make sense. Because if you look at yourself, you're going to feel, well, I'm still messing up every day. I feel like I'm part of the old creation. That's why Christians have faith. That's why we call people to have faith. And that's the struggle. That's the hardest part of Christianity, but it's also the greatest hope.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why there's renewal, right? We get bogged down by our own experience, by our own sense of sin, our own self, and then we can experience the renewal of the resurrection again, and mm-hmm. and grow and build from there.
Yeah. So I want to go back a little bit to that tension between Friday and Sunday, because I think the way that I think I was sort of conditioned to think about it is that like Friday is the day when like sin is dealt with. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday is just like the happy after party kind of thing. Right. Like sin is dealt with. Oh, and Jesus is alive and like super powerful and cool. There's a bit more theological language than that, but dumb it down.
That sounds like the Marvel version of the Bible. Yeah.
Right?
Jesus resurrects and then lands on his knees with his hand and then looks up in a cool way.
Yeah, exactly.
The superhero pose as he lands on the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, so when I was reading 1 Corinthians earlier this week,
That's very godly of you.
Oh, thank you. Yep. Yeah. Well, we were going to talk about resurrection, and Paul talks about resurrection in 1 Corinthians. So
I'm just saying I'm impressed.
Okay, great. Anyway, he talks about how if Christ is not raised, then we're dead in our sins. Whereas, like, I just don't think I've made that particular connection between, like, resurrection and sin being dealt with. So can you like flesh that out a little bit for me?
So we are sinners who sin.
Yes.
Right? So if the crucifixion was only it, if Jesus died, and even if he paid the price for our sins or whatever, we die with it.
Okay.
Right? He's gotta find a way. Mm. That's a weird way to put it, but God's gotta find a way to deal with the sin problem and save us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Right. So a human being, right, who represents all human beings,
yep,
dies, bears the consequences of all our sin.
Yep.
But God doesn't just leave us there, right? That,
right.
The whole point is to save us, to fix us, to redeem us, to sort of set us back on the right track.
Right.
So resurrection's got to happen,
or we're just
or
dead.
The point of it. God doesn't just want to get rid of sin. He wants us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to get us, he's got to bring us through that and give us a new kind of life.
Sure.
And again, the cool thing is God's not just doing this from like an external perspective, like snapping right. his fingers and conducting an orchestra
right.
of redemption. He's doing it himself.
Right.
Like he's standing alongside us.
Yeah.
Going through that experience of death
mm-hmm.
and then coming out the other side. He's picturing what we're going to all go through.
Right.
One day, which is, I mean, Paul does this. This is one of the reasons why baptism is so important, right? Mm. Paul says in Romans 6, we go down in baptism.
Yeah.
Under the waters, you know, or under the sprinkles. And we,
as the case may be.
Yeah. And then we come out the other side on life. Like we're sort of tracing, following Jesus' footsteps. But
right.
Jesus did it for us.
Yeah.
And we take advantage of that.
Yeah. Well, it's like you said at the beginning, Justin, that the, you know, we were created for a relationship with God, and we were created in a right relationship with God. We screwed that up.
Yeah.
And it took the process of the crucifixion and the resurrection to make it possible for us to once again be in a right relationship yeah. with God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love how Jesus, or God in Christ, does that himself.
Yeah.
Or God's self. You know, it's not like God's just throwing a bunch of Band-Aids at us and being right. like, fix yourselves up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? He takes on our cause.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody does that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, nobody's got the power to do that.
Sure.
Right? To have full solidarity. We try to stand with those who are oppressed and those who are yeah. suffering. Only God can actually become the oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Become the sufferers, become the sinners.
Right.
And then save us through walking that distance.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's pretty awesome. It's one of the unique things about Christianity, I think.
Yeah. And like, not something that God has to do, right? God can do it,
mm-hmm.
and then God chooses to do it, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, it's wild.
Christianity is quite good.
Yes, there we go. We'll just end there. Christianity is quite good.
Rather good, even.
Yeah,
rather.
Yeah, okay, great. So I want us to then think about, why does all of this matter today? Like right now, when I was talking to you earlier this morning, you said, we're going to get together today and like celebrate the resurrection and be like all hype about this. But then we're going to like go back out into a world that still kind of sucks sometimes. You didn't say it exactly like that, but that's my paraphrase again.
Yep.
So why does the resurrection matter if we're still living in a world that kind of sucks sometimes?
I think it gives us hope.
Yep.
I think if Jesus is alive.
Yep.
Then that means that that all the promises are true, yeah. right? If Jesus is alive, that means that his ministry and what he taught us in that ministry is true and is right.
Mm-hmm.
Hope and mercy and love and all those things that we learned from him during that time. If he is alive, that's true. Right, and we can lean on those things.
Right,
it gives us hope.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, So Kyle, you and I were chatting earlier, and I was driving here quite early because I'm in the worship band, so I had to get here at ironically an ungodly
Thank you,
hour.
By the way, I'm very impressed.
Yeah, very early. So I'm like, all right, I got to get in the right frame of mind. I knew I'm doing this podcast thing, so I got to be extra special godly. So I'm like cranking Easter songs and trying to be like, yeah, this is great. And then you get here and people are like, woohoo. And you know, there's flags in the back. And and I'm like, well, nothing really has changed.
Right.
Like, I don't want to get too political here, but here we go. Like, our world is like a mess.
Yes.
In a lot of ways right now.
I don't think
and I'm
that's
very
political.
Stressed.
That's just true.
I'm very stressed and scared about it all the time. And the fact that it happens to be Easter Sunday today doesn't change that in a certain way.
Yep.
And we're supposed to be rah-rah, sis-boom-bah at church.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, you know, that's, are we kind of being Pollyanna-ish here and trying to be positive? I thought, no, actually, this is the substance of Christianity, right? The whole point is Jesus was resurrected. He's inaugurated or started this new world, this new creation.
Yeah.
Ahead of schedule, right? Yes. It's a happy ending ahead of schedule.
Yep.
And that's why we have to have faith. Like, the thing that's going to get us through all the rottenness of this world is looking at Jesus and being like, okay, it's very bad now, but I know the end of the story, because the end of the story isn't just something we're waiting for. It's something that's real in Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So no matter how bad things get, it's not the final word.
Yeah.
Right? I've seen the final word because I've seen Jesus Christ.
Right. Right?
Jesus is resurrected. And that's the end.
Yeah.
Right? But it's hard because you have to be like, you know, that Jesus is more real than the sin and pain and war and violence in the world.
Yeah.
It takes faith to believe that.
Yeah. Jesus is more real than the things I am really feeling right now.
Because he's shown that all those things are pre-Easter Sunday.
Mm.
Right? All the evil in the world, that's Holy Saturday, that's Good Friday.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is just a roundabout way of saying what that famous sermon says. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming.
Yes.
I was just thinking that myself.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't say it in the cool way that the original preacher said it, but it's true.
Or even how Tony Campolo said it.
Yeah. Who stole it from the other guy. Yeah.
So if that's all true, that, you know, we're headed towards, we know the ending, how does that change how we live in this moment? Does it change what we do? It changes our perspective, I guess, is what we've said. But does it change how we live our lives?
There, like Rob said in the sermon this morning, we talked about the long weekend of Easter, right?
Yeah.
And so, and days of pain and days of doubt and days of joy. And as he's talking about joy, and he's saying, you know, things are new in every morning. Things like, you know, your relationships are redeemed. Your career is saved. All these things that on Easter Sunday is possible.
Yeah.
But he also said that it's still, you know, we're still living life.
Yeah.
You know, we're still, you know, I was going to say the S word, crap happens. Right? The stuff still happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yep. And we have to deal with that. So it's still cyclical. I mean, we know of the redemption of Christ's sacrifice in our lives. We have experienced Easter for ourselves in a new life in Christ, but we still have the crappy days of pain.
Sure.
And we still have the crappy days of doubt.
Yeah.
And so it's cyclical that way. And that's why it's so great that we are here in community, where when you have your crappy day of pain, I can share that with you and we can get through it together. When you have your crappy day of doubt, I can share that with you or you can share that with me and we can get through it together. And same thing when it happens to me.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So so together we are, it can experience the hope that Christ offers through his, through his resurrection.
That's another awesome point, is that the resurrection creates the church.
Mm. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
The church starts, well, I won't get into that question, but the resurrection is a very important moment in the birth of the church, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not just Jesus comes to life and then allows us as individuals to sort of take part in those blessings. He stitches us together into a community so that we can now be what Christ was for us to one another.
Yep.
Mm. Right? So all that stuff I was saying before about solidarity and standing with us, like, we couldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But in Christ, we can now.
Yeah.
Right? When you're having a bad day, I can sort of be Jesus to you. It's not because I'm a great person. It's because I've been stitched into the life of Christ, and now we can be Christ to one another. That's basically what the church is. It's Christ. It's the way that Christ is ministering to us now.
Yeah.
In the world is through one another in the church.
Yeah.
Preach on, brother.
Right?
Yeah. And I think, like, my particular heart and passion is such that, like, I think about, that's what the church is in its, like, local context, but also in its global context, right? That, like,
hey, your Baptist is showing, right?
Yeah, sorry. but like, that's, we get to do that for each other, as you just sort of said, but also, like, we get to do that for the local church across the world.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So like, if there's folks, yeah. I mean, we prayed for the persecuted church earlier,
yeah.
Which is one way we stand with them in solidarity. We pray yeah. for them. We speak for them. We advocate for them.
Yeah.
But again, it's not just, what's the word from Ecclesia? It's not just a vanity of vanities chasing right. after the wind.
yeah, yeah.
In Christ, it gets made real, right?
Right.
We actually do participate with them. We actually can petition the Father to be with them because Christ has made us one with them.
Yeah.
In him. So it's not just empty words.
Yeah. yeah.
And likewise, when we're having trouble, you know, after the States invades Canada and we're in trouble, then we'll
well,
want the rest.
There's going to be a civil war first. Isn't
yeah, yeah. yeah. We'll want the rest anyway. Of the world to pray for us,
yeah,
right?
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
when,
yeah.
when Christians suffer and actually, and then we expand that to the rest of the world,
yep.
right? We can stand in solidarity with people who aren't Christians, right? Because yep. God loves them as well, but mm-hmm. we can speak Christ to them and stand
yeah.
for them
yeah.
as well. But that's all because of the resurrection. Otherwise, it's just what? Some ideological movement or something.
Sure.
This oh. is real.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like every time I sit down and like think more about Jesus, I'm more and more realizing like how small my previous version of Jesus was. And I'm just like, whoa, it does this and this and that. And
yeah,
it's mind blowing. Go yep. study theology, folks. It's pretty cool. Yeah. That's so helpful.
We're yeah. watching someone have an epiphany right now. This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her heart just grew 3 sizes yeah. bigger.
Right.
Yeah. No, thank you both. This has been a really hopeful and helpful conversation. And I think really puts some like meat onto what we're doing as we celebrate Easter.
Yeah. So in conclusion, Easter is about bunny rabbits and chocolate.
Of course.
Right. Yes. I got the chocolate right here.
Yes, that's right.
There's
yes.
your chocolate.
Ooh, baby.
Here's your chocolate.
Thank you.
There
you
go.
Thank
Here's
you,
my chocolate.
You.
There okay. you go.
I hope you also enjoy some chocolate this Easter, but also Jesus. Yeah. And we will see you again next week.
Happy Easter.